It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, wandering, specific, adventurous reporter. Hi, Ruth. What's going on?
Snow is going on. We've had quite a weekend, and we're still coming out of it, even on a Tuesday. It's the old-fashioned. We haven't seen this in many, many years, it seems. So we had quite the weekend, and everybody is kind of getting out and back out again. But I will kudos to at least our town crew and everybody here. I assume it's the same where you folks were. The snow totals were something like 2 feet.
I'm not sure we got 2 feet, but it's probably in the 14 to 15 range out there.
Well, some said 19 to 20, so.
Yeah, depends on your elevation, too. Higher elevation, more snow.
And also wind drift, I guess, too.
Yes. There was some wind at one point there that was pretty wicked because it blew the snow up and over the car. Kind of makes a nature's garage for it.
I am not a great snow driver. I hunkered and I'm staying home for probably a good part of the week. I'm not good at this, but
I'm with you on that. Once the roads are clear, but during the snowstorms and everything, I've reached that point where I'm just staying inside.
I'm happy to report that the roads are clear, and if you want to go out, you can. And if you don't, by all means, stay inside.
Yeah.
Right. There we go. That's from the top of Music Mountain, too.
Yeah. You're the highest elevation.
So we know things are clear. If it's clear up there, it's clear everywhere.
And there were calls for if people needed warming stations, towns would be open. I mean, everybody again comes together and helps each other out. It's very nice. And I saw some postings where neighbors were helping neighbors shovel and clean out. So here we go. But just think July. And speaking of sun, I was at an interesting meeting this past weekend. The Kent Sustainability Team and the Kent Memorial Library teamed up for a presentation on solar. It was called Here Comes the Sun, named after a book that Bill McGibbon, who's a noted activist and author on this topic, called it. Said he used George Harrison's title song because solar can be inspirational and something beautiful. They showed this podcast from McGibbon, who talked about the critical need to start really thinking about energy, renewable energy ways. Said, you know, it's very, the planet is really going to have some issues if we don't start thinking about this. And then there was a panel discussion with someone from PACE, which is People's Action for Clean Energy, a nonprofit, somebody from the Green Bank who helps people navigate that if they want to get these solar panels put in. Maria Horn was there, our representative, who spoke. She said utility companies are, of course, that could be a problem. Jody Lamp, a resident of Kent, who has installed solar panels at her home. So it was a very interesting conversation. And while they encouraged people, they said they're not a lot of the tax credits and things are going away, and so it's a tough measure to get that making it harder for some of these renewable energy projects. So
was this just about solar?
But basically solar, yeah. But that, as one guy said, you know, there are other things you can do.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You have nuclear, you have hydroelectrics. These are renewables as well. But
right.
Also, too, remember that for the electric power companies and all, this stuff is extremely expensive to install.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think everybody thinks they've got huge amounts of money in capital reserve for this kind of thing. But then again, you have to look at what the pricing is. And it gets very expensive very quickly. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to solar panels, solar farms, and to windmills, you also run into a lot of local zoning issues and stuff, well, much like you do with cell towers.
That's exactly what they said, Michael. They said that is a barrier and local zoning, as with everything else, comes in and can be, you know, as I say, can hinder what you want to do. But there were some people there in the room that was attended by about 35 people or so, were very passionate and spoke, you know, very, very interested in the topic. But little things can be done, such as getting energy audits for your home to make sure you're at the maximum of, energy savings, insulation and things like that. Little things can be done as well. But, no, he basically talked – they focused on solar, and the mention of nuclear was just in passing.
Well, I just want – yes. I'm going to interrupt for a second and just say, Ruth, I know you don't go over the line, but there is a pretty big solar situation. It's a solar array. I think it's called Shepherd's Run over in New York State, and people might want to just pay attention to that, and because it covers some of the issues that local issues when it comes to something like this.
Is this a large project?
The solar array, and yes, it's a large project.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's usually when people stand up.
It's relevant because of the number of communities that are coming together, in a very responsible way to talk about it, because as with so many things, there are upsides and downsides. I just want to throw that in. People want to follow this and are interested in its practical in implementation of these things. That's the only reason I'm throwing that in.
A lot of people would like to do it, but their roofs won't hold them. And so you see them out in the yards and but there's so much to it that I don't understand. I am so unscientific, but it's an interesting topic.
And the home arrays are still quite expensive also. But, you know, as time goes on, we'll figure it all out, I'm sure. They've even talked about putting panels in space and beaming it back down, and they can do that.
Wow. So going from very modern talk back to history, Catherine Boughton, the town historian and head of the History Center in Canaan, gave a talk the other night. This is all, we're all dealing with the 250th and birthday of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. There are all kinds of celebrations going on this year in most towns. And she talked about Canaan's steep history of that period. You know, of course, we had the iron furnaces who were making things for the Revolutionary War. And, of course, in Salisbury, we had, Holly and Ethan Allen, those names that were batted around. She talked about several of the characters who were part of that era that came from Canaan. And a very interesting talk. And this is leading up to the Washington Day ball that they're planning on February 21st at the Colonial Theater. where, as I think I mentioned, they're going to have the beer that Washington drank and the food that Martha liked and dancing. And there will be costumed sort of the spirits of some of these people she talked about. So they'll be there costumed and in person talking and dancing. So tickets are $50 a person, and they're hoping for a good crowd. You know, the Colonial Theater is a wonderful venue for something like that, the big ballroom upstairs. And so this goes along with this, the celebrations in all the other towns that they're going to be doing. Peter Vermilia, who we're all familiar with, the teacher at Housatonic and an author, has written a book, and he's going to be talking around the area about it. It's the Revolutionary War in Litchfield County. There are lots of other programs being offered. And so, Mike, I'm sure you'll be talking to a lot of people as they as it gets closer.
We're going to give it our best shot here. And also, Peter has written a number of books on many topics.
Yes, yes. He's done some really good stuff. And he's been a wonderful addition to the high school. He's very popular. And if you listen to him talk, you can understand why. He's very active in this Troutbeck Symposium that goes on. So
yeah, and he's a very good public speaker. So if you get a chance to go and listen to him, I certainly would.
Yeah.
And, can I just confirm that you said it is Saturday the 21st?
That's what I have. Yes.
Of February.
Okay. Not his February. Birthday. Sorry.
Right. The day
Saturday.
Before.
Okay. His birthday, which is 22nd. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. It's the 21st from, so I guess that's a Saturday. That's why it's.
It is. That's why I'm confirming. Just because it's too close to his actual birthday. If we are at, you know, remember there's a generation that doesn't know that there were actually two birthdays in February.
Well, now that we have President's Day,
they kind of bundled them.
Hey, it's a bank holiday.
Yeah,
so believe it or not, we have pretty much run out the clock here. So, anything further for us, Ruth?
Just one other thing on this February 1st, Tom Key is going to be talking, taking the other side, traitor. Or true defender, loyalists in the American Revolution. So while most of these programs are about the colonists, he's going to be talking about the other side. So that should be interesting. And that is at the Scoville Library, and that's February 1st.
This upcoming Saturday.
Is it February already? Wow.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm still
good grief.
This is why you pay me the big bucks, all right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Wow, February already.
Huh. Yep. All right.
Alrighty.
Time to take us out the back door, please.
Thank you for coming, all of you. No, and this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, adventurous reporter on Robin Hood Radio.